And you remember when you were at school, you always used to recite Psalm 23, like off parts. And when you go to funerals, you always say Psalm 23, sing Psalm 23. But you know, God's Logos word will only become Rhema when each of his word becomes real in your life, in your own personal walk with him. You know, as you experience his personal, that you know he's talking to you, you know, that you just enjoy it, you know. So I just wanted to say that when Dougie, you know, my late husband, when he had cancer, this Psalm 23 became very close to our hearts because we used to walk up and down the passage, you know, by apartment. We used to hold hands and say Psalm 23. And all the verses used to mean so much to us. You know, it became real to us that God is our shepherd, that he looks after us, that we need not fear. And you know, when we were holding hands and saying Psalm 23 together, I felt God holding our hands and telling me, reassuring me, I'm holding you and I'm seeing you through all this difficult time. You know, like in the world you have that peace, but that peace is not peace. But when you have God, that peace is within. You know, we may have turmoil around, but that peace that is within you, you can go through all the difficulties, but God is with you all the way, you know? And so, you know, God gave me added strength. He gave me added joy, you know, and courage to carry on no matter what the circumstances was. And so, you know, God is the strength of my life. He still is, and he will forever be the strength of my life. And, you know, like he will forever be the shepherd of my soul. So I wonder if I could ask you all this morning, as I read the scriptures or the verses, Bible verses, if you could all please just join in with me and read together with me. Because when you read God's word, you are declaring your faith in God, your confidence in his word, and your willingness to receive his power and follow him. So the title of my message is Psalm 23. So Psalm 23, verse 1. Jenny? Let's read it together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Good. Now there's only one Lord, one shepherd of our soul, Jesus Christ. He is our personal shepherd who leads and guides, provides and protects, and takes care of our every physical, spiritual, and mental need. He is the good shepherd who gave his life for the sheep. It was at the cross Jesus willingly laid down his life on the cross, to die for the sheep so that we could be saved, be forgiven of our sins, and he could become the shepherd of our souls. John 10, verse 11. John 10, verse 11. Let's read together. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Then John 10, 27 and 28. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them, is it carry on? And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. We have everything we need in God. Social media constantly tries to convince you that you need something to make you happy. But in God, we have all we need, and he is our joy and our happiness. In Philippians 4:19, it says, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in Christ, by Christ Jesus. Amen. The closer you get to Jesus, the more we realize that he is all we need. An example of this in Scripture is the life of Job. Job lost everything. In the first couple of chapters of Job, he had it all: riches, children, servants, animals. He was living a good life, and in a few moments, all of it was taken away. Job had his hope on God because his everything was actually in God. He was closer to God coming out than he was going in. So no matter how hard life can feel, we know that in God we have everything. He is our Savior, our friend, our comforter, our healer, our shepherd, our guide, and so much more. Jesus guarantees us total security and provision in him. So Psalm 23 verse 2. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. God gives us rest and renews our strength when we follow him. Matthew 11, 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Have you ever felt tired recently? When you surrender to God, you're saying, okay, God, I can't do this on my own anymore. I need your help. I need your guidance. I want you to renew me and help me to walk the right path. Our desires and plans, if it's not in line with God's will, can be a heavy burden to carry. Jesus takes care of our frailties, our fears, our cares for the future. Psalm 103, verse 14. For he knows our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. We can find security and safety in God and his powerful promises that brings peace. The world is going through great turmoil. Wars, rumors of wars are everywhere. There is no peace in the world. If you can say in your heart that Jesus is your shepherd, be sure that he will make you to lie down in green pastures. He will lead you beside still waters. Rest and relax today and rejoice in the promises of God. Psalm 23, verse 3. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He restores my soul when I am tired, worried, sad, or defeated. When we are facing hard situations, God doesn't leave us there. He leads and guides us, and he restores us. Jesus is our ultimate source of comfort. He restores our inner strength, and we are refreshed. He will lead you in the right way. John 14, verse 6. Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. God will never leave or forsake us. In Luke 15, the parable of the lost sheep, the good shepherd would leave the 99 sheep and find the one sheep that was lost. Jesus finds the one lost sheep and he puts it on his shoulders and he brings it back home rejoicing. How many times have we wandered off God's path? Jesus comes to our rescue. He picks us up and brings us back and restores our soul. God's path is always right and righteous. He does it for his name's sake, means for his glory. His name doesn't change. His name doesn't depend on whether I'm weak or strong. It depends on his name. His honor is at stake. He's guaranteed his name that he will do it. All praise, glory, and honor goes to God. Psalm 23, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Life is not a bed of roses. We all go through the valley. We have so many fears in life. Fears of death, fears after death. We have so many phobias. Sheep are timid and fearful. When they pass through the deep, dark valley, they need the shepherd. Jesus rose from the dead and he conquered death in sin. Jesus took the sting of death, so we don't need to fear death. Shadows of death could mean deep discouragement, sickness, fear or doubt, grief or bereavement. Whatever our dark valley is, he is with us through that time. We are never alone. The shepherd is with us. John 14, 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. However bright our path is, somewhere along the way, perhaps around the next turn, sits the shadow. Unexpectedly, we may come to the deepest, darkest valley of all, But even there, the shepherd is with us, and we need not fear any evil. We may not always be able to see or understand, but we know that in Romans 8:28 it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. The rod is his discipline. The staff is his comfort, direction, support, and protection. Sometimes we want the staff and not the rod, but you'll notice that the rod comes first. When we accept God's discipline in our lives, then his comfort is available to us. Even in the midst of the dark, lonely valley, the Lord brings us through stronger than before. In Psalms 23, verse 5, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. The shepherd supplies all our needs in the presence of our enemies. When everything is against us, God provides the best. He spreads a banquet. He prepares a table. He delights to show the enemies that he will spread the banquet for us. They will not be able to touch us. He anoints our head with oil. That oil is a type of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's anointing brings a joy that is not dependent on our circumstances. Our cup overflows. Not only do we have enough for ourselves, we have enough for others. Our cups can be full and overflowing. The joy of the Lord becomes our daily strength. Sit down at the table of the Lord. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord. Do not worry about the enemies. Leave them to the great shepherd. Let your cup run over today. God will not disappoint you. He will not forsake you. He will not let you down. You can trust in the Lord. So if the Lord is your shepherd, you have everything you need and you don't need to fear. You have his presence, his protection, and his provision. Psalm 23, verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. No matter what situation we are in, and no matter what we have to go through, there are two unchangeable factors in our lives, the goodness of the Lord and the loving kindness of the Lord. God's unfailing love always pursues us. We live in a world that teaches us that we must perform to get love. We must do better, look better, act better, talk better to receive love. God tells us a different story. His love is not based on how good we are or what we do. His love is entirely based on who he is. He is love, but just not any love. God's love is agape. It's a pure love, a sacrificial love. That's the kind of love that God has for us. What a beautiful reminder that no matter what we face in life, we're facing it with God, who loves us unconditionally. I don't know how dark your valley is now, but Jesus is right there. He promises that he will never leave you nor forsake you. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God promises the best for last. The future holds the Father's house for all eternity. John 14, 2 and 3. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I, also verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. The end of our journey is exciting. Just think, we will dwell in the house of the Lord, not for one day or a year or a million years, but forever and ever and ever. So the only way you can say I have everything I need in life, in death, and in eternity is to be able to say, the Lord is my shepherd, and that is all I need. So lastly, I just had this wild thought in my mind, which I thought I'll just share with you. You know your shadow follows you wherever you go. You can't run away from your shadow. It follows you wherever you go. So God showed me this picture of goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. So that means that goodness and mercy will run after you. You know, you don't need to fear. Wherever you go, your shadow's with you. Goodness and mercy, His peace and His joy will be with you forever and ever. And that's the end.